إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. أما بعد, we are living through some difficult times, and especially what is happening today in Gaza is a matter of great pain and suffering for anyone with a sense of justice, not only for Muslims. What is happening in Gaza is the biggest injustice and oppression in living memory. And that's a source of shame and a source of great pain for anyone with a sense of justice. And it's a matter of great shame for the whole of humankind who is alive today. The issue is, what can you and I do about it? And what we find happening is that there is a lot of activity on Twitter, there's a lot of activity on Facebook, there's a lot of activity of people talking to one another on telephones and this and that, and sending messages. But Allah knows best. I don't know how much of activity there is of standing in Salah, of how much of activity there is of people praying Tahajjud by Jama'ah, Masajid filling up at the time of Tahajjud to pray by Jama'ah for the help of our brothers and sisters in Gaza. I don't know how much of activity there is of reciting Qunut in Salah and praying and making dua for those people in Gaza. The reason I'm saying this is there was an incident in the Seerah, incident that is known as Bir Mauna, which is the name of a particular tribe. And these people came and asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the head of that tribe came and said, Islam is spreading amongst our people, so please send us some people to teach Islam. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent 40 huffaz of the Quran. And when they reached that place, which was in Najd, the nephew of the man called Amr bin Tufail, who was the nephew of the head of the tribe, he instigated his people, and they killed every one of them, except one. Only one was left. 39 out of the 40 huffaz they killed. So there are many stories associated with that, stories which are good for us to know for our own iman. But my point is that in the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this happened. 40 of the huffaz of the Quran, 40 of the Sahaba were killed. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent them there, right? So first and foremost, this is one of the many incidents which shows that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not alimul ghaib. Did he know that they were going to die? He sent them to die. So that is one, aside from what I'm saying, but just since it is there, I thought let me mention that also. But see what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then did. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then started reciting Qunut, and he recited Qunut in every salah, all the five salawat, in Fajr, Zuhur, Asar, Maghrib, Isha. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited Qunut in Zuhur after the third rakat, in Asar after the third rakat, in Isha after the third rakat. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited this and continued to recite it, and that is incidentally that was the first time that the Qunut was recited in Salah. The point I want to remind myself and you is that let us not lose sight of the foundations of this deen. And the foundation of this deen is Tu'til mulka man tasha wa tanzi'ul mulka mimman tasha. It is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not the power of people are asking question, what is Obama doing? Obama is doing what any president of America will do. Obama is not the president of Palestine, he's the president of America. He will do what he considers to be best for America, whatever his advisors tell him. If you are looking to Obama to solve your problems, there is something wrong with you and your iman and your brain. You should be looking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to solve your problems. Why are you looking to Obama? For what? crazy. This is absolute ridiculous, idiotic arguments. What is Obama doing? He is doing his job. And according to me, he is doing his job very well. Why on earth do you expect the President of America to be interested in the welfare of Afghanistan? What has Afghanistan got to do with America? President of America is the President of America. He is the President of one country. He will be interested in that country. The Prime Minister of India is interested in India. He should be. I mean, if he is interested in something else in Madagascar or something, we should be worried. I mean, why is the President of Prime Minister of India and he is interested in something else? Let us not completely lose our brains. Let us focus on what is essential. What is the essential? What do we know from our iman? Government and authority and power is given and taken away by Allah alone. By Allah alone. Nobody else. And therefore, if you got a problem, let us go to where the solution lies. And the solution lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not lie anywhere else. So let us go to where the solution lies. Right? People instantly have this argument. Then should we not do anything? We're not saying don't do anything. Do whatever you can do, but do the first thing first. Do the first thing first. And what is the first thing? The first thing is ruju ila Allah. And that is the question I ask myself and you. And you can ask this question to other people. If someone says, what is happening? What can we do about Gaza? You say, go stand in your masjid and pray tahajjud. Pray khunut. Can we as Muslims today say with certainty that there is not a single masjid on the face of the earth where khunut is not being prayed? Can we say this? We are having problems in Hyderabad itself. We are having issues of Muslims being killed and lot of unrest in Hyderabad itself. And I can tell you, I can guarantee you, absolute guarantee you, if each one of us goes to a different masjid tomorrow morning and see what happens in Salatul Fajr, Qunut is not being prayed. I will be very surprised if you find even one masjid in the city itself where people are praying Qunut. Then where is this iman? Where is this yaqeen? Why are we not praying? Because we have no faith in our own selves. We have no faith in Allah. We have no faith in dua. If we thought it could do something, we would do it. But we will spend hours and hours on useless conversation, on Twitter, on Facebook, on this and that, arguing with people, and somebody says something, and then we get very incensed and angry, and how can you say this and this, and all kinds of... This is from shaitan. Pure and simple. Shaitan, one of the methodologies of shaitan is to get the Muslims involved in useless argument, in useless talk, which serves absolutely no purpose, which solves absolutely no problem, which does not change any reality on the face of the earth, and all that it does is it raises your blood pressure, raises somebody else's blood pressure, and it involves you in a complete and total waste of time. Instead of that, if that same time you stand in salah and you cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the yaqeen that only He has the authority and He has the command and He has the power to change the destinies of people, then inshallah, we have absolutely no doubt in saying that the destiny will change. Second issue to understand is there is no need to lose hope about Islam, about ourselves, about the Muslims. And that's why I keep saying, read history. If you read history, Gaza is a blink. Gaza is nothing. Even if tomorrow we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our brothers and sisters in Gaza, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to defeat the forces of evil. But my point is that even if it is entirely wiped out, that is a blink compared to what Muslims and Islam has already undergone. If you read history, you will see. How do you compare Gaza to what Genghis Khan did in Samarkand? How do you compare Gaza to what Genghis Khan did in Bukhara? How do you compare Gaza to what his grandson did in Baghdad? Three generations, not once, one or two. Third generation. And then from the same people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised those who till today are probably, may Allah bless them, the biggest defenders of this faith, who are putting their lives on the line for the defense of Islam. From the same race, from the same people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his own time frames. Allah has his own time frames. How to change things, what to do, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. He does it in his own good time. There's no need to lose hope. Nothing will happen to Islam. Believe me. Absolutely nothing will happen to Islam because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the defender of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects his religion. Even if they nuke the Kaaba, and where the Kaaba is, if there is a pit, nothing will happen to Islam. Believe me, I am saying this deliberately because let us see the worst case scenario. Absolutely nothing will happen. Let us be worried about what will happen to you and me when we face Malakul Maut. That is a matter which is in our control, which we have to think about and focus. Let us repair and maintain our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us understand where the source of power is and let us make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make it fard on yourself. Wherever you go, make this, go talk to the people who run the masajid. Tell the imams, why are you not praying qunut? What's wrong with your iman? Make them pray qunut. Make them make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fill the masajid. When will you do it? If you don't even do it now, when will you do it? You're waiting for some ghazza to happen in your house? La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. May Allah protect all the Muslims everywhere and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all the people who are under oppressors, no matter who the oppressors are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defeat and destroy all oppressors. But let us get our priorities right. Don't waste time and energy. People are forwarding videos of Gaza. What is the sense of forwarding a video where Muslims are being slaughtered? For what? And then you see that and you get upset. Who told you to see it? Why do you see it? There is a delete button on your keyboard. For what? Don't waste your time. Do not waste your time. Instead of forwarding horrible pictures everywhere and videos everywhere and Twittering and Facebooking and whatnot, spend your time in sajda. Spend your time in sujood. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give up something for your dua to be accepted. We know from the hadith, the three men whose dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted, they made dua based on one of their actions. And if you look at each of those actions, it was an action of personal sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They gave up something. अपने आप को कुछ तकलीफ में डाला उन्होंने अल्लाह को राजी करने के लिए. They put themselves in some kind of difficulty in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes? So do that. Resign your club memberships. How many times must I say this thing? I tell you, you must write this on my grave when I die on my headstone. He told us to resign from club memberships, but we didn't. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Do that. Resign today. Keep that resignation letter, photocopy, bring it and then show it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, I did this for you, now accept this dua of mine. Relieve those people in Gaza. Help them. Give some sadaqah, give some khairat, do something. Put yourself to some inconvenience. Do something for the sake of Allah so that becomes the means of acceptance of dua. This is from the Quran. This is from the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, the issue is amal have an effect. I don't know how this thing escapes us. Amal have an effect. If we want an effect to happen in life, we have to do the amal for that. Good deeds have an effect. Evil deeds have an effect. If you are engaging in things which displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your work will not happen. Allah will block your work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put you into difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you so that you return to Allah. And if you do not return to Allah, this punishment will not go away until you return to Allah. Or until death comes to you, one of the two. May Allah protect us from that. We have to get our brain straight. We have to change our amal. Each one of us needs to look into our own lives and say, where am I displeasing Allah? We cannot even give up a small thing. We cannot even give up haram. We cannot even give up something which is doubtful. And we expect the whole world to come and fall, you know, at our feet and become Muslim and leave their religions which they have been following for generation after generation. What is this? I mean, we've lost our entire sense of realism on it. How is it going to happen? Is it all magic or what? We have to straighten our lives. I remind myself and you, go home, take stock of yourself. Anything in your life which is displeasing to Allah, and believe me, every one of you knows exactly what it is. You don't need some Mufti Azam's fatwa to tell you. You know exactly what it is. Don't fool yourself, because one day Malakul Maut will come and stand in front of you, and then there will be no fooling anybody. You know exactly what you are doing which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stop doing it now. Make tawbah now. And then use that amal as the means of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for dua for the people of Gaza. Let us make tahajjud fard on ourselves. Let us pray, make khunut fard on ourselves. Pray khunut every day. And inform and influence whoever you can influence and tell them, please do this. And as far as all of this, rest of this nonsense is concerned, and you know, emails and Twitter and Facebook and whatnot, forget all that. That's all absolute rubbish. Leave it. It serves no purpose whatsoever except to waste your time and my time. So please, don't do any of that. Do what has an effect. Inshallah, then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by means of His grace and His majesty, to change our destinies and to change our lives. Dua has a power. Don't make dua as in a sense of hopelessness. Hum dua ich kar sakte, aur kya kar sakte? Aur hai kya karne ke waste? Dua ich karna hai. But make dua with power. Make dua with yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can accept, does accept, He said He will accept. Only He can help and nobody else can help. Do it with that power. Don't do dua in a sense of helplessness, as if this is the last, most useless thing that I am doing. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Dua is the most powerful. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? He said, dua is the weapon of the Muslim. Use it. Use it. But before the dua, for the dua to be accepted, Allah accepts the dua of people who are obedient. Allah does not accept the dua of people who are disobedient. This is not rocket science, man. You heard this a million times. How to convince? I mean, what to do? You want me to stand on my head and talk or something? Allah accepts the dua of people who are obedient. The most accepted dua is whose? The dua of the Anbiya, yes? Find me one Nabi who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the Anbiya, whose dua is most accepted? What is our aqidah? Muhammad or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell me, where did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disobey Allah? So? If you want dua to be accepted, we have to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we do forgetfully or what we do because we don't have knowledge, Allah inshallah will forgive us. We ask Allah to forgive us even if we have not made tawbah because we were not aware of this thing. But things which we are deliberately doing wrong, what about that? We know it is wrong but we still do it. Are kuch to khuda ka khauf karo yaar. Kuch to Allah ka dar karo, kya thi? Where do you want this to end? You know something is wrong, you still do it. To please whom? To please whom? Throw everybody in the garbage, in the junk. Please only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will put your love in the hearts of people who love Allah. And the people who don't love Allah, what do you care about them? Let them hate you, what does it matter? Makes no difference. Let us seek to please Allah. Let us clean up our act. Remove all disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from our lives now. And then stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And beg and plead with Allah. And cry before Allah. And weep tears before Allah. And tell Allah, Ya Allah, I did this for you. You know I did it for you.
You know how many people are displeased with me? You know how many people are phoning me and my wife and this one, that one, and they are cursing me and whatnot and saying you gave up the membership of this club and what and so on, so on, so on. But I did only to please you. Now you accept my dua. Oh Allah, do this. And inshallah, musta'an, I have complete and total yaqeen that inshallah, if you do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change your lives and the lives of those you make dua for miraculously. Because it is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can do it. But he has his rules by which he does it. And he does not do it for those who deliberately disobey him. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it, to convince us, to open our hearts to the love of him and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our du'as. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help our brothers and sisters in Gaza and in Hyderabad and wherever they may be and wherever they are in difficulties. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy the oppressors and to make them to make all their work null and void. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help those people who are in difficulties, no matter where they might be. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.